Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
You're going to learn how to grow your company today. I love when I have the opportunity to teach. And today we're going to talk about growing or dying. And this is one of those unique podcasts where I don't just interview people because I'm an active entrepreneur, constantly starting and growing companies. And I learn something every week that I love to share with you. And as I've said, you know, failure is best heard through a secondhand story, and it's a heck of a lot cheaper. And so I can share these things with you. So let's get into it. We're going to talk about growing or dying. If people have ever read my bio and I'm on another podcast, so one thing that, you know, hosts always bring up is the fact that I share that I want to grow and or start a new company every single year. I want to grow a profit stream every year. And, you know, years ago, it used to be a certain amount, but now it's $250,000. That's kind of the standard growth that I want to have every year in the businesses that I'm, you know, involved with. So I make that a discipline. Like, that's not negotiable. That's something that I want to absolutely happen. And I strategize to make that happen. I think what happens, unfortunately, with most small businesses is that you get something to work and you're so excited that it is working and you're making money, you replaced your income, you're your own boss now, you got a little flexibility of schedule, and that's great. But you hold on to the steering wheel like with this death grip, you know, with the white bare knuckles, like you're driving on ice at night. And you're so afraid of this business having, you know, a downturn. And I would rather stay offensive. I'd like to stay aggressive. You know, I believe that, you know, the best way in business is to think about it this way. I don't ever take my foot off the gas. I never take my foot off the gas in business. Why? Because if I do, I'm going to be the next Sears, JCPenney, Blockbuster Video. Only 11% of all the Fortune 500 companies from 1960 exist. Think about that just for a second. The biggest companies in the world, 60 years later, I know that's 60 years, but stop for a second. I'm talking over 400 of them. The biggest in the world no longer exist. Period. If that doesn't scare the crap out of you, I don't know what to tell you. When you look at like the Blockbusters, the Sears, the JCPenney, and the malls, I mean, businesses change. What customers want changes, and you better be adapting. All right, I'm going to give you some, basically five growth paths. And if you consider these, you will grow your company. You should be able to grow your company. And these companies I'm going to share with you, like Amazon, they've done this, and I'll share with you how they did it. But Amazon, obviously, you know, they started out with books. Now they sell everything you could possibly imagine. Cloud services, because that's a capability they have. They have Audible, they have Prime, you know, they, you know, where they, you know, get it overnight, spend $99 and they'll get it there in like an hour. And of course they have Prime Video, and you just keep going down the line. But clearly they did well with books. Clearly they did well with, you know, with retail. Why is it never stopping? Because great companies don't stop. I mean, years ago, McDonald's, nobody did the, you know, the Big Mac, you know, double cheeseburger better than they did. And they added the breakfast menu. Google, obviously the largest search engine in the world, you know, they sell a phone. Okay. They buy up YouTube. They buy Fitbit. And I can keep going on and on and on what they do because great companies are aggressive. You know, Microsoft, you know, moved into gaming, you know, as hard as they do with their software. They saw a potential marketplace that they could be competitive in, be dominant in, I would say, and then they keep moving. I keep going down the line, but let me give you the five growth paths to consider if you're a small business owner, and that this is what makes this podcast unique, because you're going to get something you can use that'll grow your company for sure. Who is your target customer? And I want to, let's look at this more like an FBI profiler. Have you ever watched like CSI Miami or Castle? You know, you put your, who do you think that the potential of, you know, criminal is on the board? Well, let's do that with our target customer. This is our target, like an FBI profile. This is who we think it is. This is the person most likely to buy what it is we sell, what we offer. And break that. Who is that by age? What is their demographics? Where are they located? Like, my podcast resonates more in some countries than others. Well, if I tried to, you know, market it in a company where it's not resonating, where there's not a lot of downloads, that wouldn't be very intelligent. I have a target customer. It's probably not, you know, the female over the age of 60 in a certain given country. That's the reality of it. So, but every business has a target customer. You need to really dig deep on what it is that target customer wants. I mean, just start asking your customers, what more could we give to you? What, you know, survey them, you know, ask them, you know, we're considering this, we're considering that. If you communicate with them, your target customer is going to give you a blueprint. I've used this model, and I've grown my company into 8 divisions within, you know, within one massive industry, because customers just kept telling us what they wanted. And then I would try to figure out how we could provide it. When I started a direct mail magazine, I had a great direct mail magazine in my area, but my area could have closed up at any point. And I added, you know, 19 other areas. We were in 21 areas, went to more homes than the Washington Post. Okay, so look at what your target customer is asking of you. Number two is look in your industry. Where is your industry going? You know, if you look at like what Chick-fil-A did, you know, during the pandemic, and just look at what they've done in general, because I think it is the model of perfection, to be frank with you, within fast food. But what they've done, and I've talked about this, but the drive-through, they have, you know, in the industry, everybody had a drive-through, but they have taken the drive-through to an entirely different level. I would argue that if they did not serve one customer inside, it would not alter their business model. They just add a third lane. They would just, they could do it easily because they've mastered the drive-through with over, you know, where you don't get wet for their, you know, where their employees at work, and they got heaters and they got fans, and they take your order there. I mean, it's so quick in how they do it, but they analyze, you look at your industry and see what you can you be the next, you know, don't wait for your industry to do something. You've got to initiate that next big thing. What is it within your industry? What does your industry need? Where is your industry growing? Study your industry and you will find a profit stream. Number three is, what is your capability? Okay, your business can do this. Okay, I'm going to just throw it out there. If you were like a roofing company, okay? I'm going with very simple businesses here because I'm going to show you how easy it is. I'm going to talk about their target industry and I'm going to talk about their capability here. Okay. What does a roofer do? A roofer climbs up on a roof and puts a new roof on. Okay, so let's kind of look at their capability. They have the ability to work in the air. Okay, they're on a person's roof. So what else could they do? They could clean the gutters. They could replace the gutters. They could put a gutter guards on. They could put solar on. Okay, I'm just brainstorming. This isn't even in my notes. But you can see that. You can see where they have greater capability. Amazon did this with their cloud services. So look at your company. Look at what you guys are capable of doing. Every day you're doing this. What else could you do? All right, number four is look at your team. If you staff your team with extraordinary talent, this gets easier. I'm doing this right now with one of my partners where we're working on a new profit stream. I've got two partners that were each working on a profit stream with each of them. Well, it's easy to do when you have an extraordinarily talented team. If you don't have a lot of talent, you know, you can forget this. But if you have a talented team, where do you have some, you know, capability within your partnership group maybe, or within your highest level of team members? You better bring them on as a partner. They're going to split from you anyway. You're going to create this great idea and they're going to split and do it themselves. At some point, they're going to leave you. So you got to be careful how you do it. But if you partner with them, so you have a team member who has, you know, a talent that you're not exhausting right now. You're not, you know, you're not utilizing. I'm saying look at all your team members and see where you can grow your business because you have this talented team member on there, and bring them on as a partner. I had a friend, you know, worked for a roofing company. I don't know why I'm on roofing today, but hey, I'm on it. Let's go with it. Because it's a business that's never going to go out of business, and AI is never going to take over. Amazon can't do it. Software won't do it. You know, I like talking about businesses that can compete across the board. But he tried to provide servicing, just repairs, working for a massive roofing company, and offered to do a very small profit splitting with the owner. And the owner turned him down, didn't want to do it. One of my friends started the biggest, you know, roofing company probably in our state right now. Takes money out in duffel bags. Well, that owner should have looked at his team and said, I've got this person right now who's, you know, has an entrepreneurial mindset, understands how to do service repair, and he should have partnered with my friend and blew his company up. Now I don't even hear about this company and my friend's company I'm seeing TV ads on. So look at your team. Next, look at your geography. And obviously, you know, some businesses, there's no restrictions, okay? You know, the world is your geography, but that's not for every company. That's not for every business. But look at parallel demographics, okay? This is very important because I've made this mistake before. I have a certain business and I know what the ideal demographics are. And this was true in nearly every business I've had. I can think of all the businesses I've ever started. And I've played with the geography in that I thought the demographics were close, and they were close, but they weren't parallel. I mean, if you have a target customer and you have a certain demographics, well, you got to stay. I mean, it's got to be a direct hit. But once you figure that out, there's so many other areas within the country, within the world that can match that. I mean, you got to do your homework, but look at the geography out there again. You know, this area is similar to this area, so it should work in both these areas. Franchises are great about that. They know the ideal demographic where the business can work, where they need this many homes, and this is the target customer. But start looking at your geography. You're here. Can you do it 60 miles away or 30 miles away? And try to do that. There are so many ways to grow your business, but if you're just holding on to the steering wheel, like, you know, you got the death grip on, at some point there's going to be a downturn and you're going to be out of business. I shared with you 5 growth paths today. I talked to you about your target customer. What is it that they want? The ideal person, the person who's buying from you every day, what more could you sell them? I talked about your industry. What direction is your industry going? Where you can be ahead of the curve, or at least, you know, with the curve. What is the capability that your business has? Okay, your business can do this. Again, we talked about Amazon with cloud services. Can it also do this? Okay, it was very easy for Microsoft to go, obviously, software into gaming. That was such an easy pivot. It was, you know, look at easy pivots for you. Okay, within your capability that you have as a company. Then look at your team members individually and see if you can, you know, spur up some entrepreneurial spirit within your team, and you make the investment in them. And the secret I told you is don't keep them as an employee. Keep them you need to bring them on as a partner. That I've done that, you know, for 20 years, and that's the only way this works. Geography. Okay, you're doing it here. Can you do it there? Look at all the theirs. Where else can you go? I mean, Southwest Airlines was just a Texas, you know, it existed just within Texas. That's all it did flights so that you could fly in and around Texas. It was a lawyer who started it. And look at it now. But it started, they mastered the model with short flights within Texas. And now, you know, Southwest is a, you know, predominant and the most profitable airline. Look at your geography. All right. So excited that I get to share something each week with you to help you grow your company. What sets this podcast apart is it's designed to equip, encourage, and educate entrepreneurs. And that's where I share something with you because you have a host who loves to teach. Grateful that you continue to listen. Tell others about it. Subscribe to it. Give it a review. Just if you have a question about business, you know you can always email me at asksean@seancastorina.com. This podcast is brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. If you are not getting the leads you need, you're not converting the sales you need because you're not attracting your target customer, or you just don't understand marketing, I encourage you to get a free analysis. Reach out to GetStartedMarketing.com. All right. I'm so excited that you continue to listen and tell others. We're going to talk again real soon. I have some great guests coming up.